You don't hear?
No.
Was it last week?
Yeah, very good. That's very good.
And it's very good. Because to say sure, we have to go to As a matter of fact, in the Torah has been interested only in the story of the Bnei Yisrael and the development of Golus Mitzrayim, how it happened. In the Torah traced this story quite carefully with Joseph and the ending which he generated by exhibiting the multiple charity in the physics of the other one. In the other one, I believe. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. I thought that you are asleep. All right, so the Torah could have finished Vayigash. Vayigash, take off the promotion, without the promotion. Vayigash, what was the last verse? Vayeshev Yisroel Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Negation Vayiochal Zubo Vayifu Vayir Bumei. In other words, this is the story how the Jews came to Mitzrayim, and the prayer gives us one possibility, one sentence. How the Jews, their experiment was very successful, and the Jew multiplied and became stronger and stronger economically in every era, in every undertaking. The Jew was bright and prominently known, it was known, and it was very successful. Now what should the Torah said right away after that? Forgetting about Vayechi, or since the Rambam says that when he made Israel about the symbol of Mitzrayim, as Yaakov issued this symbol, is because it is due to the fact that the Torah has interrupted the story of the immigrants in Israel and began to tell the story of Yaakov's last years. And see Yaakov's Leviath, Yaakov's funeral, the burial, Yaakov's Savor, but all that was unnecessary. We could have gotten along in another. Right after Vayigash, Vayokam Melachon Vayakim Yaichi Yaakov Eretz Kanaan, would have been no need even to mention the Shvatim, the names of the Shvatim. Because we mentioned it about the measurement. In the Torah they are mentioned already in Vayigash. So why repeat? So the Rambam says because he interrupted the continuity. Why did you interrupt the continuity? It means by recording the death of Jacob, of Yaakov. By seeing Yaakov and Yaakov Mitzrayim. So the Torah picked up the scene by repeating the scene of the story of immigration, by repeating a couple of sentences as to the last, the sum total of what happened to the event which happened. But actually the Torah had not reported about Mechi Yaakov Eretz Kanaan. They would not report. Yaakov died in Israel. So Territorial ist das, was du den Dingen nicht annimmst und repeat, ich liebe Züge. So die Question reicht, der Ramban ist reicht. Und die Question reicht, das ist eine sehr important question. Wie war die Territorial Interval? Weil ich hier die Story auf uns. Basically, die Story, weil ich hier die Story auf Jakob. Wie war Jesus, Jesus kann sehen. Aber die Story auf Jakob. Jakob 17 years in der Zeit. Und der ist sehr geteilt an ihm. A brilliant, I mean, it's a very short story, but apparently, basic passions, and I see is the theory could not get along with that. And the theory had to tell us the story of the feet. In order, I mean, to explain something to us, which is a great important. What was missing in the Torah? What would have been missing in the Torah? If the Torah had not told us the story of Malachi, but finishing the story of the Yiddish, that he offers the world when they struck foot in Mitzrayim, the Torah would have started to write, the Yiddish made the Yisrael, the Yoko Melachodesh on Mitzrayim, the Yiddish Mitzrayim, the Yiddish Yisrael, the Yiddish Yisrael, the Yiddish Yisrael. What would have been missing? Apparently it's very important to know the stories which the Torah is recorded in Leishuk in order to understand the values of the Jews in its own. Secondly, basic truth, basic tenets, basic verities about Knesset Yisrael and its relationship to Yaakov Israel come to expression in Leishuk. I don't know how much I'll be able to cover today, tonight, but I would like to know what are they. Okay. The Torah interrupted the narrative, the Torah interrupted the narrative. The narrative is concerned, was concerned with one motif. This is one thing, namely, the immigration of the people, the 17 members of the household, of Jacob's household to Mitzvah. And for that, the Torah laid out the prayer of Mitzvah, the strategic plan, and finally the objective was achieved, and the Yaakov was Mitzrayim, was any immigrant to Mitzrayim. You know? Then tell what happened to the Bnei Yaakov. No, the Torah wanted to know, to tell us a story about Jacob, very moving story. And apparently Jacob is his royal servant. Jacob is more than any other as, than any other patriarch, the representative, the image of the people. My son is similar to woman, but the outstanding representative of the people, and his image reflects the very essence of the people, his father in the world. As a matter of fact, the people are called his soil. People are not called as wrong, don't they? When you say Abraham, you mean individual. When you say Yitzhak, you mean individual. When you say Israel or Yaakov, it's not always individual. On the contrary, in many cases outside of Finnish reservation, Israel is a collective name. I mean, related to whom? To the people as such, to the people, to the nation. I'm Israel. To the nation. It is apparently very important to know what kind of a nation who the customers were, who matter his brothers for that, as his partners. So it was a strange partnership. Because his brother chose, I mean, he chose them. They did not come to his brother and ask for that he should sign a covenant with them. Because his brother removed himself as wrong, he did something like it. So apparently it's very important. I don't know whether I can cover them, certainly not. But first of all, Allah is telling you what is there in our city, which is important to us in the sense of Allah. Not Rush, not Shavash, nothing. Just to learn Allah, which is the same thing from the viewpoint of creation. What is it? What?
Shiva.
Shiva. Shiva. Shiva. What? Shiva. Shiva. Because we know there is a group of Hashem, like a large group of Hashem. A very large group of Hashem. We have a belief that all 7 days that are there are in the Torah. It's not in the Rabbani. No, but the beginning of that many languages. Shoot is that was there, the beginning of Hydra and all that. We have the pain that it is not only the Mishnah is with the Rise, but Shiva Sayyamin is with the Rise. Where is the Mokhe, where is the source for 7 days with the Rise? We ask where is Abel Shiva Sayyamin. So what was the answer which the Rambam and the Rabbalfes? So that is the Yerushalayim. Abel Shiva Sayyamin is the source of Rabbalfes. It's mentioned in Yerushalayim. However, what was the answer that the Rambam gave and the Rabbalfes the Rabbalfes replied, Nitna Tera and Yishchat Shara to rule that before Matan Tera the others used to observe a village consisting of 7 days, of 7 days, but Racham Matan Tera is the new Tera and the Rabbalfes, and the 7 days are the Bible and the Earth are neither significance, no. When it was not 7 days, you derive it. The Atera should not sound on the nation, the Sinai. You derive it. It's only there is 1 day of it. In the Chalta Yek, but not 7 days of it. I would like to ask something which I don't know. I have not come across a Chayim or a Mechabrim who raised this question. But the question is so simple that everybody, even I would say, a child in a day school, Nachiva should ask this question. What is the question? And after a second, I'm afraid somebody is asking, I don't know. So perhaps, I'll be grateful for that, too. Perhaps you may read the story of Bayat, Just you take the context. Vayahu yitei kolav d'ishtare. Vikve veisei, or vikne eretz. So it means the funeral consisted not only of Jews, they of course they joined, but of Mitzvah as well, the highest aristocracy. Vayahu yitei kolav d'ishtare, vikve veisei, or vikne eretz. The whole day is in the effort of the study. Rakhtak on the Tumam of Kovam Ozu Berat Mishu. Vayahu Yimu Yidam Rechav Yam Pavoshe Vayam Nachna Kodav Meid Vayoveyu Adger Meotot Asha Beiver Hayam Vayistitu Shom Mistet Godal Vayodav Meid Vayas Yodi Yeidav Shiva Samen Vizm Kavar Vayad Yishu Vorez This is Aknani Prigi Aknani Esu Eidav Esu Eidav Vayir Meotot Vayimu Eidav Kodav Zom Mitzvah Very serious. Our king Korosh me over, Mitzrayim, Ashabeh Rayab. So it means we are now included not only Jews, not only the Shiri Nefesh, Shiyod and Miyanti Mitzrayim, but more than Shiri, they multiply. So it means that Shiri is obligated on Mineas, too. If we ask you only, if it was out to Dina Tera, it would have, should have been limited to Yosef, his brothers, and their children, and that's all. But the Tera says, we ask you only Abel, Shimas Yomim. I mean, prima facie, it is a non-inclusive sentence. We ask you only Abel, who participated in the Tera? Who? Who? Donald. Da steht doch, Tobi mit Mitzrayim. Es sollte Omer Mitzrayim. Weil ja nicht nur das Name ist so Omer, weil ja nur ist eh Omer. Eger, Shivas Yomim. Weil ja nicht nur das Name ist so Eger und Begera Norto. Weil jener Eger kommt dann Mitzrayim. Und in dieser Garte, der Eger, der Postel gesagt bevor, Shivas Yomim. Since the Yeshiva Horetz made a mistake. And he thought that the Rebbe is not a Jewish procession at all. But what? But the Egyptians apparently, at the Rebbe's Lord in Eber, Shiva Siyomi, refer is in the Jews, not only Yeshiva and his brother and his descendants, his children, but Or Mitzrayim, the vice president of Mitzrayim, the chairman, the speaker of the house, all of them, to maintain that Egypt told them to talk to Shiva, because they took too much. I mean, I think that he would be a blessing, he would do it. The interesting is that the Ram says that the magician is only minatei only you. The only day in which one is obligated, Achmala Nitzlan, to mourn the passage of his physicality, his Shiva Tzrayim. The question of Batei Rabbi Yisrael Asher Ram, if you want to consider it. The question of Batei Rabbi Yisrael Asher Ram, the only way of Shiva Tzrayim, the Hatam Tzad Amotar is Shiva Tzrayim, so look at Batei Rabbi Yisrael Asher Ram. It's a good one. The Torah in Shmini is the Chalti Chatos, it's referred to the one day of it. So apparently the Tanim is less only one day. Here it is less 7 days. So the Ram Mitna Torah is Chachar. To whom, before Matna Torah the Jews observed 7 days, but the Torah came to abandon the institution of Shiva, and instead I introduced another institution, namely what? Moshe Rabbeinu, suddenly you remind yourself that Moshe introduced this to you. Moshe not to be a ruler, but Moshe to be a ruler. There are some heaven. Moshe is a Chachmei Yisrael. Not to be a ruler. You are Moshe going to introduce you, but you are not told by the Lord. Moshe, teaching them in Israel, Shiva Simei Abeles, and Shiva Simei Amishnah. But the Ram in general, by association, he was writing about Abeles, so that he mentioned Meshe to give him the Israel. Shiva Sumi Amishne, Shiva Sumi Abeles, Shiva Sumi Amishne, Shiva Sumi Amishne, and Shiva Sumi Abeles. It's just by coincidence. Why do you mention Amishne? I'm not interested in telling you who actually introduced me, legislated that office, half 7 days. Whoever did, I mean, I was allowed to do it, and that's all with that. No, the Ram is spacious. When he's Mr. Chaos and he argues, which was the game in Academy, so he says, Nation, people. So, Yosha, what is actually the connection there? So, see, the link between Shiva Tzemiah and Shiva Tzemiah. What is the link actually? In terms of this is 787, makes no sense. Because apparently, in common wind, the common denominator, the Shiva Tzemei Abeles and Shiva Tzemei Amishnah. I would like to know what it is. What is this common denominator? Interestingly, it's something else. I mean, I believe that the Abeles should be known for all of it. Which way in which I said in the hearings, 30 years ago, Serve your people. Right here in the chair, they are being served at your people. You have another, huh?
You have here.
What do you say?
Can I have
here? Sir, here?
No,
just here.
Yeah.
Sir, just a minute. Yeah. There is a Rambam in his B.S. Very strange one. In a word, the Rambam Shiva is a Shiva, you may have very strange, not play no role. The institution of Shiva is our only institution with the very coming. With the very, not with the very, with the very. So, well, this is the Rambam. He will polemic with the game. Yes. So, a noble, or a very, with the Raisa is done less only one day. However, a very, with the Rabbanon less. In other words, a noble is not a benak problem. He cannot be a benak problem. This is a point of having her own civility. I mean, if I had been asked, and I had been interviewed by Rambam in this village, I would know only the Rambam in Yosef Solo. I say, although in Meshaleach Kabbalah, although cannot, is not a benak. He is not a Meshaleach Kabbalah. Even if he will not enter the Meshaleach, he cannot send the Torah. For how long? What would you say? For how long? For one day? For the second day he can send the Torah? Why did he send the second day of Torah? Because there is not a noble anymore. But the Rambam, what is the Rambam saying? Is it saying to me this? Kosher to me or email. So the question is a simple one. But I know Rabbi will tell us. Is it one day he's a novel or 7 days? If it's one day a novel, why did you pass it? Why did you decide that a novel in Meshaleach Kabbalah is for sure or seven? If it's 7 days a novel, why shouldn't you observe 7 days in two pairs? No. Yes, my brother. Now, are you speaking? Yeah. So, what do you know? Apparently, at the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks, may I plagiarize myself? When the Rambam speaks, it's good. When the Rambam speaks in Pirkei Avot and states without any doubt on his part, the thesis that Avodah consists of one day only, so Pirkei Avot never saw one of Allah. So the Rambam speaks about what all? So what is, what difference does it make? The Rambam speaks about the observance of Israel. You, correct. Observance of Israel. Shitze, Shtie, Yonzasano, Talmud Tere, Yisere, and etc. That's what the Rambam says. A noble is not supposed to take off his shoes, neither ISIS, only more than longer than with than the day. And there is no new Gabriel, the Isur Gabriel's are not, the Isur Gabriel's are not binding on the second day, but the Isur is limited to the first day. That's all. When you be as Midrash, what does the Rambam speak about it? It is not the Gias Midrash, what does the Rambam speak about it? But the Shitze, Shtie, here is a Sangro. How do you mean this? About Kobones. Kobones is a Isra in Averis. The Shitze is a Isra in Averis. Talmud Torah is an Isra in Averis. Etc. Here is a Sangro in Isra in Averis. And so forth, yeah? Yisurin is only a bondage. But Shiluach Tavonos is not among, not to be found, not to be found among, among Yisurin. The Ram Yisurin has only 11 or 10, how many? 11 or 10. This Halacha informed that a novel cannot, a novel that God reaches cannot be a balakom. To be a balakom, we send a form to this Amirish. At the same time, be a balakom, a God reaches, a mutually exist. If you bring a form, it comes to Akavish Gorb, mutually stubbornness to Hashem, the God is a novel. This is excluded. It's not because our Ovel is also the Kabbalah. Our Ovel is not also the Kabbalah. It's not forbidden. But simply, he cannot become a Baal at all. And a Shaliyah Kabbalah. Because Kabbalah is not really a Tatar in us. In other words, the Rambam Pesachim, that as long as we talk about the Surah Ovel, so our Ovel is limited to what period? To one day. The very moment we speak about the Gavre, not the you observe the Gavre within himself is a novel. So as I told you many times that Averis is a Kim Shabbat. All right, we have a list of his Surah, but only Surah, only Surah express one idea, one experience, memory. See, Averis managed depression to be subdued and so forth to be said. And to try, I mean, Rahman al-Islam. A very simple emotion, a very heroic emotional attribute against its emotional background. This is the key to the learning of it. Is a Gavre who is supposed to be a novel Bereh, not the Maishiki condition, but Bereh. This is as a person. You should feel a very should experience of it. This is a popular fashion. A gavra, a novel is a Venus is an attribute of the person. Less how long? 7 days. It means there are Venus is a contour around the two concepts of the concept of Venus. Gavra a novel, a gavra is a novel. There's nothing to do with the Surah. But the, for instance, when the Gemara asked, Yom Tev, the Gemara said that Yom Tev does not have a why is there no Averis on Yom Tev? Because Ose, Ese, the Raise, which is a master of Hagecho, Ese, the Rabbi, excuse me, the Dochi, Ese, the Yochi. The Eidel Yochi, that's Asir. They put the Gemara, says. I will ask the Gemara a simple question. Is there a mitzvah to take off the shoes on Yom Tov? I have no idea. Of course, I wouldn't think much of a person who would have run around with stockings in the socks and there Yom Tov in the morning when it's supposed to be a shoe. I think that person would have washed it out of the soil, but. But is there a mitzvah? There is no mitzvah? What kind of a mitzvah is there? Is there a mitzvah to sit on the floor on Yom Tov? One can sleep on the floor on Yom Tov. Is there an Issa not to wash one's face on the altar? There's no Issa. So why does the Gemara say, as the Yontes and Averis don't reconcile, cannot be reconciled? As the doubt, the Averis, the Yontes, Averis, the Yontes, the Essay of the Yontes, the Samachta, the Chagiecho, over those Averis. What does the Gemara say? What's the answer? It's not that the practice of the Simchas Yom Tov and practice in Averis cannot theoretically be visualized. No, it isn't true. Right. It's correct. I could visualize that a Jew who is behind the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov walked around without shoes and not without washing his face. And even to carry this, to wear the quality. It's real, it's there in front of me. I can know. But together, they have to express one. All they seen together, what do they have to express? A gavra, the experience of it. And this is impossible, Yom Tov. Yom Tov is not really, but it is. The same, a scrub in a way that happens. It does not depend upon me, Rabbi, but it depends upon a very Shevelev. Shevelev within the personality. Emotionally, he cannot do both. But either the Yehim is a one of a village, or the Yehim is a one of
one.
To have a Yehim, to be counted, maybe to be counted in the race, in the sensor, among the Yisura Omo. At the same time, count the days that they are fiyonted. This is nonsense. This is not logical, this is plain nonsense. That's what the Gemara said. As a very Shevelev, as you seem to say, is this a what?
A very
theophilus. We have two concepts. A very Yisurei Averis, or Miyug Averis. We have also a concept of what? Gavach Averis. Gavach Averis, Miyug Averis, less our own. One day, the Lama said, the Enes, Aminus. The Gavu is Enes, only one day. At night, that's a shkitz chamu, it's not an inn in the rice. It's enough. But a village, less
the
cover. A village, it depends what kind of village. The east of a village is one day. But a gavre a novu is 7 days with the rice. It's 7 days with the rice. That's why the Rambam Paschus has received the shtir, received it on the kibbutz. Yosef Sango, Talmud Tere, and so forth, so on, is less than one day, near the Abedis of one day. But over in the Shariah Kobanet, it is like Yom Tev. It is pressed, how long does it last?
Also,
Yom Tev is also called, any day, not only Thursday, but it's this is like, the Rambam, the Rambam discriminates between Gavre of Averis and Yisur Averis. This is Gavre. And as far as Yisur Averis are concerned, is the rest with Dim Tere, the rest how long? No, Yisur Averis. But I mean not Yisur Averis. The state of Averis. Matzebua of Averis. Shiloshel. And that's why Yasle always able Shiva Sami. Does that mean Shiva? What does the Shiva? And I told you that Shiva is practiced, Shiva is hard, but it's not practiced Shiva. By behaving in accordance with compliance, we need this 7-11 issue, which is the more mistake of mentioned the ignorance for a village. How is not need a village, but the village has a village to aware the experience of a village? How is it? How do you practice this? The Surah Averis is practiced simply by being it, by knowing from the Lord. The more the more is, Shreisha Lepri has a reason. 3 days for dry, Shiva, Hester, Shiva, and Shreisha, and I have a lovely email with days. This would mean, when you say, I only need a phrase, and after you debase Cheder, say the Shogunor and the Rambam. You shouldn't know what I don't know. You should come to stop. You know that? You understand. What is the Shur Shiva actually? We have now two Shiuris, two standards by which you measure Averis. The Shur Averis you measure by one day. So the rest of one day. The Gavra Averis, Averis is the experience. Averis Shevelev is 7 days. Well, could you explain to me why this is such a big difference? was introduced in the concept of Averis. Apparently like that, that the theory of as the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Leisrael, Shiva Semeya Mishneh, Shiva Semeya Averis. The Rambam says. Since the Torah mentions Bayas Lohavi, Eider, Shiva Shlomit, let us say Mishma Torah in Eschat Shalom. Let us assume that the Torah mentions Bayas Lohavi, Eider, Shiva Shlomit, who wrote it? Yes, it's a Tzadik. So it has meaning apparently. It has meaning. Mishma Torah in Eschat Shalom. Alright, Ram Lohavi, the Torah in Eschat Shalom. But why did the Torah say before that word in Eschat Shalom? Why did the Torah say that Averis is Shiva Yomim Shiva Yomim? Who said it? Not Lobo, not Esau. Yehu said it. So that apparently there is some meaning. All right, Mitnoter is Pat Shaloche. The Shiva Yomim are not binding. The 7 day period is not binding. Binding is only for the first. But not more than 1 day. But if the Torah mentions it, and now I ask another power, another question. What is actually the Shiva Semeya Mishneh? Meshe Rabbeinu Tikkun. But very funny, Meshe Rabbeinu Tikkun is mentioned, he mentioned the solution. Malay Shivu Azeh Shivu Hoda Mashiach. The one who mentioned it was not a Bekhara de Gari, but the Torah recorded his word, and not for me. Since the Torah recorded his word, apparently that Shiva Semeya Mishneh has some meaningfulness, some significance. Never mind the woman, he gets it right. But this is Torah's mission. Mishat Shalom. Now you don't have to celebrate Shiva Semeya Mishneh. Seriously, I mean, we celebrate it in the United States. Seriously, I mean, we don't care. In the United States, I mean, I must tell you, I like it. The fact that you give a reception to each boy who gets married to each other is kind of an issue. It's very nice. It's a real social balance, a real social. But the question is, who is the one who mentioned it? The first one. Was there a level of Malish and Malish? So apparently there is meaning there. There's meaning there. There's a purpose. And what does the Shiva Yamin in Averis and the Shiva Yamin in Simchas Pasrek Aleph, what do they represent? What do they represent? Meaning in Averis, certainly not, because there is no meaning. The Emesh, Simchas Chosin Vikale, and Shiva Simei Averis as something in common. In general, in the motivation, in the emotional motivation, that makes, it causes the person, it causes the person to cry, and then Rahman will turn someone with his family to cry, and makes it in general also a desire for joy, for rejoicing, for joyful, and dancing, and singing, and one gets married. Because marriage and Averis and death, the experience of marriage and the experience of death is one. When one is confronted, one of the time, sooner or later, everybody is confronted with that. And also, I mean, the Shiva Semeya Mishneh, 7 days rejoicing, singing and dancing, casting off all our obligations and responsibilities and all the results of the prophet. Both Averis and the excessive, sometimes a completely ridiculous, nonsensical joy which we experience in that time of a husband, the time of marriage, is just an expression of one great tragic experience of loneliness. If men hadn't been lonely, if men hadn't been a mortal being but an immortal being, he would not know the person, because there would be a little bit that I need to know, and he would not rejoice so much at the marriage. Because the men's desire to marry somebody else, they pay all that expense. They pay the issue of the body, the SRA is a remedy. It's our body. Our body is actually our body is the greatest affair, is the greatest tragedy. In order to feel that men should be, that men should understand and not completely be, and not be completely overwhelmed by what has happened to you, or what by the event to you, which you can change, in order that men, is necessary in a village morning, because in morning we want to find peace of mind. I understood the significance of Shiva, the significance of a village, when I had to sit out to observe a village from my father for the first time at the village. I realized it's not a village. It's a cathartic, cleansing experience. The Chazal hadn't introduced this experience, the Torah hadn't told us about this experience. One day, 7 days, we should have introduced this experience ourselves. People don't understand what Yusuf Abedin means to them. You don't understand. That's why the Torah imposed upon. That and Yochanan Agoy is particularly almost cruel. I mean, the emotional state of the loneliness, of the vacuum which was created by death, is very cruel. Is excruciating. In order to find himself, and the Torah said, let him observe a village. And the same on the other hand, that's why men wants to join someone else. Because men is mortal, men is lonely. So the Torah said, you let him enjoy his life. Even though the joy at the marriage is an illusion. Noah has out telling the story in Prophet. There was a wedding by Amina's son, not the only one. And because they are abundant, the mitzvah says, and they are abundant, they are overjoyed, not joy, rejoice, but overjoyed. So he sent the descending between Elon the Mishnah, Elon the Mishnah, vow to us that we are mortal, vow to us we are mortal. Oh, he took the glass and drank it, broke it. What is it manifest? People should not forget themselves in joy, and people should not forget themselves in a time of tragedy and distress. People should not forget. Because we are entitled to a certain measure of joy and certain occasions like marriage. We are entitled to a certain measure of ability, of mourning, grief, and sadness. We are not like this. We don't preach like all the sides in Africa. Like, that men should, Should send us about but those these problems. We see the many entitlements to join many. put up to serve the Lord. You see, already it's when they reach the maximum border, the border, right, like a, this is the, if you reach a certain level of emotional excitement, so you should stop. The Rambam says, the Rambam is the paraphrase of the Gemara, but the Rambam says this way. The paraphrase of the Gemara. כל המסבו על הנב, פוחס מייסה מדי, על זה שיט, הטיפה שלי, הטיפה שלי. שאני מסבו על, על, שאני מסבו על, אני לא יודעת כל זה, כל זה. לא, על סיכון של הלב, לא, לא. מה אתה יודע, זה מפעודת
של הלב.
אה?
מפעודת.
על מנהודת של הלב. וכל המסבו על מנהודת של הלב, על זה טיפה שלי, על שיט.
אבל זה טיפה שלי. אל יקשה אדם על מסו יוסי מדי שנאמר על פסקו למסו על תנודו לו כלומר יוסי מדי שזהו מנהגו של עולם ומצייר עצמו יוסי על מנהגו של עולם הרי פסקי
פסקי פסקי פסקי פסקי פסקי
כל מי שאין הוא מסע בל...
הרזור.
כל שאין הוא מסע בל כמו שציבו חכם הם איזה אחרי.
Yes, it's wrong. Indifference. Indifference. What we... What we are accustomed to put the stories. It is in the stoic... Stoicism, I mean... As far as the effort is concerned. It's again, it's our story, it's clear. It's cruel. I could never understand that when Robert Kennedy was murdered by the Arab slave, and the mother was told about it. So she went to get some trigger to prepare a dress for the morning service to take place. This is what Ramnian Azorit. This is exactly it. If you want an example, this is the best example. How is it possible for women who lost a daughter or lost two sons? One son was drowned in the English Shekhana and so forth. She lost a few. And still think in terms of fashion about the dress you will wear and the service in the church. So it's so wrong. It is, but however, this is mother morality. So to say so, on the other hand, to move in the opposite direction and do the opposite thing, namely to exaggerate in mourning and to act like crazy men, I mean, and now you see what you're going on yourself. What you're going on
yourself.
I didn't know the name. So how do I remember learning? Because I make a little memory. I know what I mean. Did you see what mother in America carried on? That's what it takes. Tearing away wanted us to react in times of distress as well as in times of excitement and ecstasy, rapture. Logically, in accordance with certain rules that they are, standard that they are formulated. And this is the Shiva Samiti in Okinawa, and the Shiva Samim in the Mishnah. One Shiva Samiti, you can express emotions if you are tense, because you are emotionally upset or excited, on the contrary, emotionally happy. But you cannot do it continually. And then say, I'll mourn 25 days, you know. You can say 25 days. And it's not Shreshim, on the contrary, 50 days. This comes already under the old days, from the Sabbath of Jewish Rebbe, the secret. On the other hand, I cannot say, I'll rejoice. Why seven multiplied by seven? You have nothing coming, you don't say, you have no answer. I don't know what the value of snaps there. No, you cannot say it. It's the same issue, I mean. Particularly you saw Shiva Simea Miri, Tikkun Shiva Simea Miri. It's one idea. The idea is the experiences should express themselves, emotional experiences. At the same time, we should limit them. We should limit them, not to cross the boundaries. Boundaries separating is pure from real enjoyment or from real despair. Sometimes it can become stress. But how long this year? How long should it take? What is the boundary like? And this is that in the eyes. Lachashiva, for instance, if Lachashiva, Lachashiva, if he should continue with as far as I concerned, continue and cultivate the experience and promote it, so then I violate. The Takonis Meisha Rabbeinu, only Shiva Sam. Meisha said Shiva means Shiva not less, and Shiva means not more. And this is the same, this applies to this Issa. Applies to the Chosin Tachas Fokase, and Meisha Meisha Mutlef on it. This is the same. That's what the Rambam said. It is correct, Rambam. Observance of Yisurim. It means by which you express what you express. Your state of mind is Shiva. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that all Shiva Yomim should be used that way. It is like that. As long as you think you are capable of expressing, manifesting your state of mind through what? Your state of mind, your experience, through it is considered a key mineral. It's no higher mineral. But it's a key. And once Shiva Yomim come to man, this is not a virus anymore. A virus is to be expressed in you, but it's still a virus as an experience, still a virus as an experience. But there is no problem. Because the Shiva Shemim is a Shurum. Up to seven you are obligated to observe. Beyond seven there is no observance. There is no observance. Because beyond seven people do not manifest. They are quieter and do not manifest their inner feelings. Through words or through. Also physical activity, also emotional reaction. This is after seven. Within seven, you are obligated only to. You are obligated to what? In the new Gabriel. But at the same time, the Gabriel is still a Gabriel. But the Shabbat is still to the seventh and then goes up. this is basically the Shittus HaRambam. It's very important because this is a Yesod how Yahadus relates it, I mean, considers the emotional life, the problem of emotional experience of adoration, of sadness and grief at the same time, of joy like home. Is it the beginning of Akadmeini Marai? So this parasha is the parasha of Yesef is one of one. Of Avelis. But Avelis is here not just limited to the experience of Avelis alone, but Avelis, it applies to sins as well. It means when you have cause for emotional excitement, or you have cause for emotional despair, how much do you have to express? How long should you observe it, or express yourself, or manifest yourself? This is a law of Neil Shiva Siyomi, which applies to Shiva on the one hand, and to the Shiva Siyomi Mishnah. That's why the Rambam quoted Shiva Siyomi Mishnah. As far as the Chumash is concerned, this is just I try to explain to you what it is. Yeah, if you go on, Bayal Yesef Lidger Sari, Bayal Yipek Olav Gifari, Zikne Vese, Bechel Zikne Eretz Mitzroi. Pay attention, please, carefully. Bayal Yesef Lidger Sari, Bayal Yipek Olav Gifari, Olav Gifari, Zikne Vese, Bechel Zikne Eretz Mitzroi. The same base Yesef, the echo, who the sonic, Raktakam, the Tainam, who the Koram, all the other patient. First place, he said, Payam, he took a lot of the Kari, Zip Nevesev, the same Zip Nevesev, the same Zip Nevesev. And then, he says, by the Hill Bish Yesef, the echo, the sonic, they all went with Yesef. It should have been different. Payam, he took a lot of the Kari, Payam, he took a lot of the Kari, this is the way of the health of the earth and the child. But y'all need to be glad of the health of the earth. The health of the earth. But y'all need to be glad of the earth. But y'all need to be glad of the earth. The earth is the child. And here, like that, he starts with Jesus, interrupts the person, and begins to tell us the story of what? The earth. And then he comes back to Jesus, and he says, the health of the earth, the health of the earth, Raktapa Motzei Yotinam Otkorom Ozu Berat Vishu. And then said, V'yam Nimi Gam Rechem, Gam Poroshu, V'yam Ach Nekom Yudhi. V'yobeyu Hadbir En Oto, Oshabei V'rayam, V'yispe Dushom Nishpet Godel, V'yichov Ebnei, V'yar Yasli Oliv, Eru Shiva Siyamet. V'yar Yishiv Roret, V'yar Tzivon Ovzei Kenka Shatzivon. Very strange. The answer is that the Torah speaks of two, so to say, minerals, of two different groups. The first is the Yahweh Yesu Vigibra Tzavit. And let me read straight. The Chel Beis Yesu Vecho, Ubei Tzavit, Raktakon Vecenem Uvkomam, Ozu Beret Vecho, ויהו אימי, גם רכת גם בראשי, ויהיה מחנה כובד מאי. It starts with what? With the Avelin, which Avelin? Yosef and his brother. And then he tells right away, he tells us that the Avdi Farah joined them, but was a separate funeral mass. ויהו אימי תקול אב מצרים. Then he comes back to Yesif to the original, because we are not interested in Pharaoh's reaction to Yesif's death. V'yal imi gam rechev gam poroshim, v'yi amach nekovet mei. V'yal imi gam rechev gam poroshim, v'yi zimim with Yesif. V'yi amach nekovet mei nidot, v'yoveyu adgir en oto, ashovei v'rayadu, v'yi sidu shom nishpet godo v'chovet mei. Who did it? Not both. Because you have it ויסו, אם תעשי וכן היה איש שרואה את הכנן הישראל או בגי הנועדי ואותי מסתוג דאי לו פה מצרים ואי אמרת, אלינו אילו זה כובד במצרים עתים כבר שמוע אבל מצרים אבל היה סלוי לבאילו שלוש ימים יש דו גרוף ויש הקומפני צ'ייקוב I mean, we belong to the Beishyaki, because you have it, but Vayas is one of the king, Kashab Shiva. Another says, Vayis is one of, out of Nan, Vayidibu is the Morasteya Machtevo. In other words, as the Zikni Mitzrayim went there, to Mitzrayim. I mean, from the border of Afarata. After Aslan and Mitzrayim at the border, they did farewell to the Babylon and the Yosef and his brother. I mean, continued because they had to complete the burial. But the victim Mitzrayim, I mean, returned much earlier. By Yosef and Yosef Mitzrayim, who were Echo of all the enemies, they lived there. Here speaks about Yosef. He gives Mitzrayim return. So basically, there's a story of two others. One of them is of Yosef, and the Shiva Nebuchadnezzar, she ordered the base Yaki, that ever asked Yosef, Shiva Shiva. Or yes, probably they will Shiva Shiva. There's another story how five Pharaoh sent a delegation, I mean, consisting of Mitzri, to represent him at the funeral of Hashem. There, I mean, you know, like it is still the this is etiquette. You send somebody, he comes, if you know, space respect, and goes back. The real Avelim, I mean, observe, I mean, a business is burial, and the real Avelim, continue until the burial is complete. This is the story, but yes, Lord, the angel was coming to Yosef and his brothers, and they are the descendants exclusively. Because the Torah, you see, speaks about Yosef, interrupts and tells us about Pharaoh, and then tells us about the mistake that the Yeshua had made, that the Mitzvah lost somebody prominent, of course, and this intensified their effort. To mourn the Pesach of Jacob, because they thought it's just an individual guy, but someone great in his life. So the Tasha from Ayaz Lomavay was Shiva's family. It's not Tasha, he goes very careful to what he gets. You see how the Torah speaks about Jesus, breaks up the story about Jesus. And tell us about the attitude and the reaction of Yitzchak, of the Yitzchak club, Jacob's passion, and then it comes back to Yitzchak. If you read it carefully, it's not, I mean, I didn't try to force it in. You see that those are the secret. Point out that there were two kinds of Avelim. And you understand very well that the Yitzchak, the Avelim of the Yitzchak, the Avelim of of this Yaakov was different. Well, it was not one identical act of mourning. They differed in many regards. The middle of the Rambam, but again it quoted, Mitzvah Torah and Eschat Shira Loko, because the Gemini interpreted Vayas Le'il, the Ovid, the Eil, or Shmi Sam, to refers exclusively to what? Well, she was coming in person, excuse me, to Yosef and not to the Mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Interesting is, when you speak about it, when you speak about it, came about it. Interesting is something else. Why did Pharaoh actually cry and mourn so much? You see very well, as the young woman is on the other hand for Russia, that in the years of the New Testament, to respect just because his father died. And apparently someone told the Rebbe of Russia to accompany Jacob in Hades and officially to express the condolences. And apparently the Tavares was well organized with the ceremonial of Tavares, which was which the mitzvah prepared for Jacob. Apparently, as the Yeshiva should make a mistake, not to understand that this is Jacob, who all the apple of it, if they remember him. So apparently that the Avelis of the mitzvah were very intense. And there was not much difference between the Avelis of Yeshiva and the Avelis of the stranger. But it's very difficult. Why was Paris so involved? By your way, I've given him a letter to Mr. Mitzel. They were a yard in the east of the shore, which the God of the Holy Mary, by your nation of order, this is the God of the Holy Mary, by your nation of order, like Nani is able to be an order, by your nation of 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 somebody important. Has died, and that's why the mitzvahs are almost hysterical, the reaction to the news item. It sounds that a great man died. So that apparently if everything would have been staged by Pharaoh and the mitzvahs, for protocol reasons, etiquette reasons, the mystery wouldn't have been, wouldn't have misled the nation of us, wouldn't have been misled as to the identity of the person who died. He would have understood. The fact that the nation of us exchanged, I mean confused, the identity of the Jew is that of the identity of the mystery, is apparently the mystery was sincere. Why? Why was a mystery? I mean, I don't believe that in the case of the honor they gave Yaakov, the respect they gave him, is reminiscent of a royal funeral. Of a funeral is a royal funeral. Otherwise, what will be excited? He then is the one who actually raised this question of Isaiah. You see that the Egyptians were involved and they realized that in the disaster of the event which happened, namely the death of Jacob. When they didn't rest, there was no need for the Egyptians to study Torah under Yaakov. So what did they miss in Yaakov? Here we knew something which is strange, which sounds strange. The mitzvah did not understand Yaakov, no doubt about it. But one thing they felt intuitively, that in the greatness, that's what they felt intuitively. Sometimes simple people, Jews, non-Jews, simple people, and they are attracted by someone whom they don't understand. And nevertheless, the attraction is so strong, they simply begin to worship the person whom they admire. And if confronted, if we should confront them with the question, so why? I would answer, I can't explain you why they were attracted by Jacob. They certainly did not abstract. They did not understand it. But sometimes it's an intuitive approach, which you cannot explain. The Mitzvah suddenly, on the day on which Yaakov died, so the Mitzvah began to realize what a great man is. They didn't know all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise to Jacob and the Sphere the chosen community with Jew, but he was the founder, the early founder. We need to understand all that, was too far from the Egyptian Ashkata Seva, the royal formula. This was a pagan, this was the Egyptian formula. It was rooted in the paganism, in all its ugly, in all its ugly reflections. But nevertheless, somehow he realized, Pharaoh and many of his advisors, that the great man is a king. And you will find it in a matter of fact. You find it in history, in Jewish history, find it very well. That a certain ruler, certain great political leader, statesman, didn't like us. That didn't mean they liked us, He didn't like us, and nevertheless, the ruler, I would say, not afraid, but he stood in awe for the Jews. They were not even Israel. But still, this is actually, this property is, this property basically, this kind of understanding, without this kind of respecting it, without understanding, this is typical of the Ashkata Seva of Israel. Not to understand the person quite often, but to respect it. Because I feel there is some intuitive action. There is greatness sometimes. And that's what happened to the Pharaoh after the death of Jacob. Of course, such understanding always comes, not always, in many cases comes, after the other person had died, after the death of the other person. As long as the person is around, you don't think of him in analytical terms. But once he's dead, you begin to ask yourself, who was? According to Kehelet, with a Menoshin Tafet, is the question, who was he, you never ask while a person is alive. Who is my neighbor? How much money is there? How about it? And so forth. The first question addressed to people about an individual comes up with that. One guy asked who was it? But there are exceptions to this rule too. And this is a typical question. And Pharaoh apparently realized the greatness of Jacob after Jacob died. And that's what Isaiah says. After Jacob's death, he realized who was the great person. But anyway, that's why he issued an instruction that Jacob be accompanied by, be given a state funeral. Because here, reading the portion in Jacob's funeral, you get the impression that Avraham was not Yosef and his brother, but Pharaoh and Zipporah. It's a strange idea. We find something else, similar to it. When Yosef addressed himself to his brother, When he was about to reveal his identity. This is a key mishma beispare, vayita vadova beyeh. And then Pharaoh told Yosef he should send a letter to his father and brothers, they should come as soon as possible to try. And Pharaoh promises, that he will give him, he will give Jacob his household, he will give the makeup of the best of the land. Why was Paro so excited about Jacob coming to Mitzrayim? He had to study clearing with Jacob. Why was he so excited? Then he sent Agolis, a special gift. Agolis. Agolis apparently the first ones who invented the technique of Agolis, to build Agolis without the mitzvah. And the Agolis apparently was the symbol of their state symbol of the state of the Empire of Egypt. We find a similar expression in Mosiyoshi, Sus Veresh Veromayam. But Sus Veresh Veromayam?
Stop.
Because the Sus was the animal who was the mitzvah, the Egyptian, that trained for war. The Sus, for instance, the animal as the indefensible weapon. The most advanced weapon by the nuclear bomb nowadays is the sus vereshbe. This is the animal, the sus. The animal was trained for war. And he like Hannibal. I mean, he had the elephant trained for war, and he almost defeated the Roman Empire. Because they were not used to all the soldiers, no matter how good an army they were not used to fight elephants with the long horses. They almost lost the war. Who wins the war? Who comes out up with a surprise in weaponry? The first war was won by the Allies, not by Germany, because of the tank. Germany had no tank. The tank was invented by Englishmen. So there was a war. The second war was lost because of the nuclear bomb. At least this is part of Japanese history. Perhaps it would have won the war anyway, but it would have dragged down for a couple of years. But a surprise weapon. Now a nuclear bomb is not a surprise weapon. Any husband and wife war with each other in the kitchen. It's for me. Look at them. These are bad governments interested in the safety, the civilized, how to prevent catastrophe. You know how much of that's awesome. And it's every day in the year to them. It's the one who produces and weapons. Which is unknown to them to win the war. The Romans won the war because they had what they call the English. They had in order to tear down a wall.
Battle.
I don't get it.
Battery
ram. I can't pronounce it.
Battery ram.
Battery ram, correct. Battery ram. That's why they won the war using the United States. If you read it, when you read Josephus, the battering ram actually was the weapon for which they actually conquered the Jewish army. So it's quite interesting. I mean, it's just a minor amusga, a parenthetical remark. She wasn't a Tamil, she was more in the fall of the war. I mean, in this 4 years. So how far is from the wall, the site of which the wall was, to the Bush administration? How about it? Huh? 7-8 minutes or more. How long did it take the MI? 3 weeks. So apparently that every stone was defended. It was. And the Muslims had to sacrifice. Almost an army in order to conquer Yerushalayim. With someone, the distance of which can be covered by 6 or 7 minutes walk. When Paris speaks, talking in such terms, I imagine that the Agolis was a production of Egypt. The Agolis here ein Süß verrechter von Bayon in Osjoscher. Ich kann nicht zu wohnen, aber ich muss da wohnen, glaube ich, Süß. And also in Shmuel, when you speak about not in Shmuel, in Shefti, when you speak about Sisko, is also the Agolish in Sisko. So Pharaoh said that he will send Agolish, which was perhaps the pride of the Egyptians, as far as technology is concerned, he will send Agolish to bring Jacob to Israel. So apparently he said that Jacob should come to Israel. And really interesting is something else. When Jacob, as he used to go, and he doubted the Vaster, what did he see in the Adolis, which you could not see in the statement, in the message which Joseph sent him. What did he see in the Adolis? So Chazal has changed the Adolis, not the Hebrew Arubis. But Pshidishah Mikro, what did he see in the Adolis? Why did Chazal change from in Adolis? Yeah, but why was it necessary? Because otherwise he didn't understand the person. Vayar es Adolis? Patshiru Achyati Vadiyama. Why? If he was skeptical and didn't believe the children, what could the Agolet prove in which he was not told by his children? Because Jacob knew that Agolet is an Egyptian weapon, which most probably was a classified weapon. And the fact that they brought Agolet proves not only that what they say is true, that Joseph's power and might was unreal. No one else but Joseph, the Prime Minister, could have gotten that office. But actually, Joseph is a great finish, tells us. Joseph was not interested in that office. But Pharaoh was the one who suggested that. Pharaoh had unlimited respect for Jacob, and he wanted to get Jacob to Israel as soon as possible. That's what he told Joseph, write a letter to them and write to them and tell them that I want them to come now and they'll settle in the best part of Mitzrayim, the reservation is the agricultural territory in Mitzrayim, but come as soon as possible. I mean, you have an eagle. Because somehow Pharaoh was attracted by him. Pharaoh was the one who recognized Yosef as the very talented boy as a genius. He actually has not spoken to Yosef. Yosef told him that the interpretation is seven prosperity years of prosperity and seven years of famine. But whether Yosef said just it was a guess in the part of Yosef, how he didn't investigate Yosef, interrogate Yosef, what did he mean by it, how does he know that? He was the most probably responsible king. So why did he proclaim immediately, without waiting for any discussion or debate? Without a debate, he declared immediately, I'm in Tzoyisha Shavuach Lekimbet. And so the Mavrech and the Tzofes Paneah, Ratakisi Yigdaminoch, what do you think? Apparently that Yosef's image, it was extremely irresistibly attracted to Pharaoh. Pharaoh realized that here is a great man, a genius, a visionary, and he will save Israel. And let us let him save Israel. That's why when Jacob died, when Yaakov died, Sarah said, he's only Jew, that's how he deserves to stay strong. And the orders were to give Yaakov a state strong. Rechef, Rosh Hashim, all the kinds of weapons on him. When Kennedy was murdered on him, he dragged all kinds of weapons. It's basically, it is important to understand if Jacob hadn't had this attractive, fascinating personality, who knows what would have happened. What Pharaoh had to do in order to prevent the Jews from departure from Israel much later? You know what all he had to do? Not to grant the permission for burial of Jacob in Canaan. So if he wants to be buried here, do it. But not last night. And you see there, Eretz Canaan apparently was very important in Jacob's plan. Because the Jacob being buried in Israel, so the whole agreement is now Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole argument is the Almighty and the Knesset Yisrael would have been validated in the essence. Basically, the Christian Greece was implemented on the same day on which Jacob was buried in Israel. You know why? Because when they always left Eretz Yisrael, Jacob and Shimon left, is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was annulled. He chose Shaitan and he chose Shimon as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned. As long as he lives, he doesn't live anymore. Yitzhak is living here, yes, but now he's not here. Jacob lives, they live, but he'll stop. But he did answer. But not only living, he came dead to Eretz Yisrael. That's why the ownership of Eretz Yisrael by Jacob continues. It was not when Yaakov said, when the Rambam said, Bot la kibush kuptev la kibush, no. The Kibush, Yaakov in Yitzrayim, in Horas HaMachpira, confirms and validates the promise to Christus Christ made by Abraham. All Pharaoh had wanted to simply to prevent Jacob's visions from becoming the reality. All he had to say is no. If he wants to be buried, I'll be in a state guard, a state general. If he wants to go back, best of it. No, so go, but don't come back. He didn't do it. Even though he was very much upset by it, embarrassed by it, how do I know he was embarrassed by it? How do I know that even some
answer?
I saw his bath. He says, hadn't it been a nose,
I
wouldn't have let him go. But he said, no, I don't want to come home. But you, I don't remember, he told me the following story. There was nothing new, but he shed the light on the story of Jacob in most wonderful manner. And a mother can be pure. But we're doing dead man's worship. We actually do a traditional sin, you know. As I saw what the binding display out as well, all that was developed by the dead man's worship. But not this point, but what are you doing now to spoil the path of faith? You have to base on other things, not that. Base on other things. Because what he died during the independence, he was independent. It was impossible to send the body to Eretz Yisrael. So the bear admit that some other something. Then when the war went, the test, So they began to consider means to remove the body from France to clear the soil. So Alam also told me that the goal called him.